D60, Shashtyamsha Principles. Gora, meaning terrible, represents the embodiment of intense, fearsome, and sometimes violent energies in the D60 chart. This is an influence that signifies the presence of tremendous power, designed to confront, endure, and master the darker aspects of life. In the Shashtyamsha context, Gora is not simply about external violence, but the internal ability to face horror, destruction, and adversity without flinching. Those born with planets placed in the Gora segment have an inherent capacity to walk through metaphorical or literal fire, developing an inner fearlessness few can match. The nature of Gora lends itself to qualities of courage, battlefield resilience, and the willingness to confront crises. These individuals often act as the first responders to emergencies, whether literal or symbolic. They are mentally wired to endure situations that others would flee from, and even thrive under pressure. Their risk tolerance is abnormally high, and their psychological constitution is built to handle extreme adversity. Gora's natives are meant to be agents of transformation, moving through turbulent phases of life with extraordinary force and determination. Talent-wise, the Gora influence produces a powerful ability to confront danger head-on. These natives possess an instinctive command presence, often becoming leaders when action, not talk, is demanded. Their talents are not necessarily polished or subtle, but are raw and visceral. Survival instinct, fearless intervention, and an almost supernatural composure during calamities. In fields that demand unflinching confrontation with danger, such as armed forces, emergency medicine, security operations, or disaster management, the Gora native often finds a natural home. Professionally, individuals under the influence of Gora are suited for careers that involve danger, crisis, and rapid, instinctive decision-making. These include, but are not limited to, military service, police forces, paramedics, fire brigades, security personnel, defense strategists, or roles in industries that deal with critical emergencies. They are also naturally drawn to challenging careers like war journalism, search and rescue missions, or any field that demands facing danger to protect others. Their ability to act decisively when others hesitate often makes them irreplaceable in such environments. However, the challenges of the Gora influence are equally profound. There is a tendency toward anger, ferocity, and sometimes unnecessary violence. In everyday settings, their intensity may be unsettling to those around them, leading to conflicts, alienation, or fear-based relationships. Emotional vulnerability is often buried deep, which can result in a lack of empathy or insensitivity. Without conscious management, Gora's energy can tip into brutality, where strength turns from being a protector to becoming a destroyer. The archetypal resonance of Gora aligns with the destroyer warrior. Mythologically, this principle can be compared to forms like Kali in her wrathful aspect, who destroys only to allow rebirth, or Mars, Aries, who embodies the martial spirit. In psychological terms, Gora represents the shadow warrior, the inner force that defends, destroys, and purges what must be removed. Properly channeled, it protects the weak and defends the good. Improperly channeled, it terrorizes and harms without discrimination. Gora's highest expression is not merely in destruction, but in becoming an agent of necessary transformation. Just as a forest fire can clear old undergrowth and allow new life, the Gora individual, when evolved, acts to remove decay, corruption, and stagnation from the world. Their battles, whether external or internal, are necessary trials that prepare the ground for something purer to emerge. Their journey is about mastering the terrifying energies within themselves and using that power to safeguard, to defend, and ultimately to heal. D60, Shashtyamsha Principles, Rakshasa. Rakshasa, meaning demon, represents a fierce, powerful, and unruly energy within the D60 chart. This influence does not necessarily imply evil, but suggests a strong defiance of conventional morality and social norms. The Rakshasa archetype indicates an ability to operate outside the bounds of traditional goodness, often mastering strategies that rely on strength, cunning, and independence. These individuals are born with an internal force that compels them to challenge authority, defy expectations, and carve out their own path, sometimes through confrontation and sometimes through sheer audacity. The nature of Rakshasa lends itself to qualities of rebellion, forceful independence, and strategic mastery. These individuals are often highly resourceful, capable of thinking quickly and acting decisively when faced with obstacles. Unlike more conventionally moral or passive archetypes, the Rakshasa influence makes one unafraid to bend or break the rules if necessary to achieve personal or larger goals. This energy favors raw authenticity over pretense, and such individuals are often admired or feared for their refusal to conform. Talent-wise, Rakshasa natives display remarkable strategic intelligence and resilience. They possess a strong will and are adept at maneuvering through complex, even hostile environments. Their talents shine in competitive fields where courage, ingenuity, and a disregard for limits are assets. Whether in leadership, warfare, politics, entrepreneurship, or revolutionary movements, Rakshasa individuals are born disruptors, able to topple old orders and create space for new paradigms. Their instinctive ability to survive and thrive amid chaos is their greatest strength. Professionally, those under Rakshasa's influence are suited to roles where defying norms and taking bold action are necessary. These include politics, especially in reform or revolutionary movements, competitive sports, investigative journalism, unconventional business ventures, military special operations, and industries that demand innovation under pressure. They are also naturally inclined toward pioneering research, technology, or creative arts, where disruption of the status quo is necessary to bring about advancement. However, the challenges of Rakshasa energy are significant. A tendency toward arrogance, rule-breaking, or ethical transgressions can surface if not checked by self-awareness and discipline. These individuals can become isolated due to their confrontational nature or develop an us-versus-them mindset that alienates potential allies. If driven purely by ego or personal gain, Rakshasa's immense power can spiral into manipulation, corruption, or self-destruction. The archetypal resonance of Rakshasa aligns with the rebel outlaw. Mythologically, it connects to figures like Prometheus, who defied the gods for the sake of humanity, or the Asuras who challenged the Devas in Indian lore, not always evil, but oppositional forces that demanded change. Psychologically, Rakshasa represents the rebel, or outlaw, archetype within the self, the force that refuses to blindly accept authority, daring instead to create a new order, even if through fire and conflict. At its highest expression, Rakshasa energy becomes the force that challenges stagnation and hypocrisy, clearing the path for authentic living. It symbolizes the courageous spirit willing to endure vilification for the sake of truth or progress. When evolved, the Rakshasa native becomes a reformer rather than a mere destroyer, using their immense strength, cunning, and willpower not to dominate, but to liberate. Their journey is to master their inner chaos, align it with a higher cause, and lead others through the dark woods of transformation into a brighter, freer world. D60, Shashtyamsha Principles, Deva. Deva, meaning divine being, represents purity, virtue, and nobility within the D60 chart. This influence reflects an inherent connection to higher principles, righteousness, and the pursuit of good. Those born with planets placed in the Deva segment are naturally inclined towards service, leadership rooted in ethics, and actions motivated by a sense of duty to a higher moral order. The Deva archetype embodies the light within the human spirit. Natives are guided by an inner compass that constantly orients them toward justice, compassion, and wisdom. The nature of Deva grants qualities such as honor, generosity, responsibility, and a natural inclination to uplift others. Deva individuals often carry an aura of respectability and dignity, making them trusted figures in their communities and professions. They possess an intuitive sense of right and wrong, often feeling compelled to act in accordance with higher values, even when such choices are difficult. Their presence tends to inspire confidence and faith in others, not through force, but through the sheer integrity of their actions. Talent-wise, Deva natives are blessed with a natural ability for moral leadership, mentorship, and the wise use of power. They often excel in roles that require fairness, broad-mindedness, and the ability to make ethical decisions under pressure. Their talents extend into teaching, guiding, policymaking, and mediation. Whether through formal authority or informal influence, they are skilled at maintaining order, promoting peace, and helping others find their better selves. Professionally, Deva-aligned individuals find success in fields that require a deep commitment to ethics and service: public service, education, spiritual leadership, counseling, judiciary roles, nonprofit work, and governance are natural fits. They can also excel in law, medicine, and management, where their innate sense of justice and fairness makes them not just competent, but deeply respected. Their careers often revolve around being a source of light and structure in their communities. Yet, the challenges for Diva natives arise from the very ideals they uphold. There is a risk of becoming overly rigid, self-righteous, or burdened by the expectation to always do the right thing. If not tempered by humility, their moral certainty can become dogmatic, creating distance between them and those they seek to help. Disillusionment is another pitfall. When the world fails to live up to their ideals, they may feel betrayed or become disheartened. The archetypal resonance of Deva aligns with the hero or caregiver. Mythologically, it is akin to Vishnu upholding Dharma, or Jupiter, Zeus, ruling with wisdom and benevolence. Psychologically, Deva represents the higher self, the part of the psyche that aspires to nobility, justice, and compassion, striving always toward ethical action and spiritual growth. Their journey is not only to embody goodness, but to recognize and navigate the complexities of moral leadership in an imperfect world. When functioning at their highest potential, Deva natives bring light where there is darkness, order where there is chaos, and compassion where there is cruelty. They do not merely preach virtue, they live it, becoming living examples of integrity and wisdom. Their challenge and destiny lie in remaining resilient when ideals are tested, continuing to be a guiding star for others without losing sight of their own humanity. D60, Shashtyamsha Principles, Kubera. Kubera, meaning Lord of Wealth, symbolizes material abundance, protection of resources, and the intelligent management of prosperity within the D60 chart. This influence bestows a natural affinity for attracting, handling, and securing wealth, often linked not merely to personal gain, but to stewardship over material assets. Natives with Kubera-placed planets often possess an innate understanding of value, whether it pertains to money, assets, knowledge, or human capital, and are drawn to roles where they can manage, grow, and safeguard prosperity. The nature of Kubera infuses individuals with a pragmatic mindset, a strong work ethic, and a healthy respect for the material plane. These natives are often focused on building financial security, accumulating resources, and establishing a stable foundation for themselves and others. They tend to approach wealth not frivolously, but with a sense of responsibility, recognizing it as a means to ensure security, influence, and sometimes generosity toward the broader community. Talent-wise, Kubera natives are excellent financial planners, resource managers, and entrepreneurs. They have a natural talent for increasing what they touch, whether it is money, businesses, or networks. Strategic thinking, patience, a keen eye for investment opportunities, and a deep understanding of markets or resource flows are often part of their skill set. They also tend to exhibit strong managerial capabilities, overseeing both people and projects with an emphasis on efficiency and return on investment. Professionally, individuals influenced by Kubera thrive in fields related to finance, banking, real estate, asset management, investment, corporate leadership, and luxury goods. They are often drawn to careers where tangible results and material rewards are part of the success equation. Additionally, their role as guardians of resources can also extend into trusteeships, nonprofit administration dealing with large funds, or leadership roles in organizations where managing wealth and resources is critical. The challenges of the Kubera influence stem from an overemphasis on material accumulation. Greed, possessiveness, and fear of loss can sometimes shadow their otherwise healthy relationship with wealth. There can be a tendency toward materialism for its own sake, leading to a loss of higher purpose or spiritual perspective. Some Kubera-influenced individuals might become overly cautious or miserly, clinging to wealth rather than allowing it to flow productively through their lives and communities. The archetypal resonance of Kubera aligns with the ruler or the steward. Mythologically, Kubera is the guardian of earthly treasures, responsible for protecting wealth, but also acknowledging that true richness lies in balance and generosity. Psychologically, Kubera represents the material steward within the self, the aspect that understands how to build, protect, and wisely use material resources to support a flourishing life, both personally and collectively. When elevated to their highest potential, Kubera natives not only amass wealth, but use it to foster prosperity for others. They understand that true abundance lies not just in hoarding, but in intelligent distribution, wise investment, and generosity. Their journey involves transforming personal wealth into shared well-being, becoming pillars of material stability who leave a legacy that benefits not just themselves, but the generations that follow. D60, Shashtyamsha Principles, Yaksha. Yaksha, meaning guardian spirit, represents the benevolent stewardship of wealth, nature, and hidden treasures within the D60 chart. Unlike the more acquisitive Kubera influence, Yaksha is about protection, enjoyment, and responsible guardianship of resources, both material and natural. Natives with planets placed in the Yaksha segment often carry an inner impulse to safeguard, nurture, and manage what is valuable, whether it be wealth, people, knowledge, or the environment. The nature of Yaksha imparts qualities of generosity, friendliness, and a warm protectiveness. These individuals are often seen as caretakers, whether of families, communities, estates, or cultural treasures. They have an innate respect for what they inherit or are entrusted with and feel a strong sense of duty to maintain, preserve, and even enhance these assets. There is usually a strong emotional attachment to the people, possessions, or places they protect, reflecting their deep-rooted loyalty and sense of belonging. Talent-wise, Yaksha natives display an exceptional ability to manage resources, safeguard wealth, and foster community well-being. They are often excellent administrators, fund managers, estate caretakers, or community leaders who take pride in ensuring that their domains are thriving and well-preserved. A natural touch with hospitality and hosting is common. They know how to create comfortable, secure environments where others can flourish. They may also possess artistic or playful talents, as Yakshas are often linked with an enjoyment of life's pleasures. Professionally, Yaksha-influenced individuals are drawn to fields where stewardship, management, and service are important. Banking, fund management, estate management, property development, hospitality, environmental conservation, and resource-based industries are natural fits. They might also thrive in tourism and heritage management, where they act as protectors of culture and tradition. Any career that requires safeguarding something valuable, whether people, wealth, land, or tradition, suits the Yaksha nature perfectly. Challenges for Yaksha natives typically revolve around possessiveness and complacency. The strong attachment to what they guard can lead to overprotection, resistance to necessary change, or selfish hoarding. Their enjoyment of life's pleasures can sometimes tip into indulgence or laziness, leading to missed opportunities for growth. If their nurturing instincts become unbalanced, they might also become overly controlling or obstructive to those they are trying to protect. The archetypal resonance of Yaksha aligns with the guardian or steward archetype. Mythologically, Yakshas are akin to the dwarves and gnomes of folklore, beings who guard hidden treasures with both playfulness and seriousness. Psychologically, Yaksha represents the part of the self that cherishes, preserves, and defends what is precious, understanding the delicate balance between enjoyment and responsibility. At their highest expression, Yaksha natives become joyful protectors of the world's treasures, ensuring that resources, traditions, and communities not only survive but thrive. They teach others that true guardianship is an act of love, one that values both the inheritance of the past and the potential of the future. Their journey is to protect with an open hand, to enjoy without clinging, and to nurture without stifling.